is the opening of the CRL. And those who have been acknowledged, John Key and Lynn Brown. The latter, I hope to maybe locate again. I haven't spoken to Lynn for years, but maybe it'd be cool to have a chat with. I mean, it was his baby, wasn't it? He really got it fired off. Hoo-hana, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, is with us today. Hey, hoo-hana Lyndon, te nā koe.
Hi, Matua, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I thought I'd steal a line from the Who and welcome you in with song to ahine. Te nā koe, how are you doing?
Oh, really good, thank you. It's been a full-on week, but looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, kia ora. I was just talking with Alan Johnson from the Sallies, and it was to do about housing affordability and lack of, particularly in our regional communities, Huhana, not so much the cost of houses as the stagnant paychecks would seemingly be the biggest barrier. And I wonder if you'd be kind enough too, because he painted a picture of the people of Manurewa, Mangere, Otara as hard-working people, proud people, and questioned the way that communities are often referred to in the media. And I guess I could say the same about Tai Tukurau. You know, they always talk about disadvantage and how tough people are doing it. I'm not saying that they're not, but there is also a pride that exists in your community up north, Huhana, that sometimes is overlooked. What would you say of the sort of the mana of the people who call Tai Tukurau home?
Well, we are the kaitiaki of He Whakaputanga me te Tiriti o Waitangi, so we're hugely proud. And every year, we pōwhiri thousands of people onto Waitangi. So as a region, you know, we're staunch. We start hikoi in Aorohe, and we march down to Wellington, and that's no different when it comes to the health and well-being of our people. And we've got the highest unemployment rate in Aotearoa. So, you know, we need to have regional approaches that really focus on our local needs.
I'll put that question to both Winston and to David Seymour yesterday. And when we look at a national unemployment rate, which is fast climbing to 6%, but virtually double for Māori, you know, I question why that is the case. Well, Seymour says that the figures are often derived from regional New Zealand, rather than so it could be framed as regional unemployment rather than Māori unemployment, bearing in mind the high numbers of our rangatahi who can't find work in the north. How do you think these unemployment stats read? Do you think there should be stronger emphasis on the regional realities rather than the ethnic?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. And it is absolutely demographic, and it is Māori, and it's young. And so this is a time when the government should be investing in our people and our regions for job growth, but they're not. They're turning off the tap. And that's one of the challenges that we have when businesses are facing a tough time, and we have government policies such as those where they're saying that 18 to 19-year-olds who are healthy or unwell cannot access the benefit for that short period of time as a support to help them through the rough times, that parents have to pick up the bill. It's just examples of a government that is punching down on those most vulnerable in our communities. And I think about our whaikaha, whānau, our iwi Māori and our young people as those in the benefit system who are facing really tough times. I mean, I heard you speaking to the previous speaker about housing. You know, we've had 3,500 kāinga ora homes cancelled across the motu, and that's over 400 homes in Tai Tukurau. It's really expensive to rent in Tai Tukurau. There are working families who are working poor, and the rental market is really tough. Some argue in politics that rents are coming down thanks to their tax cuts. It's not in Tai Tukurau. So these are the lived realities of our communities, and as companies such as J&L in the far north are closing down their mills, and others are really struggling to recruit new staff, and we have heaps of people that are applying for jobs. So young people are competing against adults who are unemployed, We have housing issues, and we've got a lack of investment from our government in the economic development that we need, and a Prime Minister who's telling small to medium-sized business owners to be adult about the situation. I think, you know, we need some real lived reality that in provincial New Zealand, like Northland, it's really hard.
Perhaps he should act more like an adult and consult more widely before throwing out ideas of referenda, as he did yesterday. That one seemed to come from left field. I mean, you're familiar with First Past the Post, or and how it was either National or Labor. Now we've got a different sort of mix as a result of MMP, and some say that that 8%ers can get up and start being the tail that wags the dog. So there's some criticism too of the MMP system. I guess we haven't got a perfect one. But what did you make of that that corridor? And I'd like to touch on infrastructure too in a moment. Yeah. But firstly, 4-year terms, do the Greens have a policy? And MMP, again, do the Greens have a policy?
Yeah, so we're open around the 4-year term, saying, yeah, ka pai, let's have a dialogue on that as a country. But in terms of a referendum on MMP, I think that's a real distraction from the fact that the Prime Minister needs to sort out his coalition government. Just because he's having a tough time managing his cabinet table, that's not Aotearoa's problem. MMP has served us really well and provided diverse voices in forming government, and it's way better than First Past the Post. But those types of conversations, it just came out of bloody nowhere. Like, we need a bit of a reality check on what's going on for the Prime Minister. But he needs to sort out his tepu. We're good here, and we're gearing up for a big election, and we're going to make it a Green government. That's for sure, mate. We're going hard.
I like your style. Now, a lot of us hope at times there is some consensus, some cross-party consensus, and I know there are some fundamental flaws in that expectation because of political ideologies and, you know, different ways of going forward. I mean, you know, is there common ground for the Greens and ACT, as an example? But last night, it seemed that there was some cordial about infrastructure where there was some consensus. I note that the Māori Party's name's not on this list, which seems to include Labour, Nats, yourselves, the Greens, New Zealand First and ACT, met for a big infrastructure debate. Were you there? What can you share with us about it?
Yeah, so there's a national infrastructure plan or strategy that has been developed that largely we do support. And that provides a bit of direction in terms of what needs to be done, where and how. And so, you know, I pay tribute to Julianne Genta, who's an expert in this area, and who says, you know, largely, you know, we need to find a meeting of minds, eh? We need to try and get some stability and get a bit of a plan. Those at Aotearoa have not been consistent, and that's one of the issues is, you know, the 3-year term, and we go from one extreme to the other, and we do need some consistency and stability for the sector and for our communities. But, you know, some of the announcements too, you know, like our 4-lane expressway, the Northern Expressway, the 26Ks between Warkworth to Te Hana is what, over $3 billion is significant for a small stretch of road. You know, these are things that are taking a lot from the taxpayer, and we need continued wānanga around what are the infrastructure challenges in each of our rohe. So, yeah, that's where we're heading. But we do need to see some consistency as well.
Tēnā koe, thank you. I spoke with Professor Bev Lawton, who's a titan as an advocate for Wahine Māori and health. And we were talking there about the fallout from the cervical screening notification breakdown. I know you share Bev's concerns about our health challenges, inequities of access, etc., as you and I have discussed before. But cervical cancer is something that we should be very mindful of because, well, some mums are being taken from their whānau and they shouldn't be. What are you reading into this? Well, it's a monumental mistake, really. You know, almost a million screening reminders not sent. I mean, what would you say of this?
I'm gobsmacked at the failure of the system. Cervical screening, the system, has been going for decades and it's been doing a really good job. So why now have we seen such an epic failure of nearly a million or just over a million ladies not being notified? That's significant in terms of the health risk to wahine to get checked. And now we're being told, oops, it's a mistake. So these are fundamental issues in terms of a stressed system. The health system is stressed. When we continue to make cuts in data and digital, in kaimahi and capacity, ruling them back office functions, this is the outcome, really, is all I can say. And thank you to Fire Bev for being that titan of fighting for this issue for wahine. It's got huge impact on our Māori communities, and to know that so many were not notified. I've received my notification, I'm one of the lucky ones, but to know that so many wahine across Aotearoa have not been notified, that's really risky. So the remedies need to be put in place right now, but also the investment. Again, we cannot be matapiko, we cannot cut jobs. We need to be investing in the system and data, and knowing your data and digital, the notifications are all symptomatic of a system that is lacking investment.
Well, tēnā koe. Huhana Linden is with us. Huhana, I know that the Greens are launching the policy Te Waunui a Tāne over the weekend, and appreciate that it would be inappropriate for you to jump the gun and talk to it before it's officially launched, so understand that. But even so, this is at a co-leader stand-up, which is planned for whakapara marae over the weekend. Can you speak of any aspects of it without fully exposing what it's all about?
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to welcoming our Green Party co-leaders onto Whakapara Marae, Ngāti Hauhapu, just out of Whangarei on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Nau mai haere mai te whānau. It's an opportunity for our haukainga as Ngāti Hau to host the Green Party co-leadership and other MPs and the community. The policy to come and the announcement is exciting. It's kaupapa Māori focused. It is about marae and communities being resilient. And so this is a part of our suite of policies that have been rolling out. You've seen our energy policy, you've seen our tax policy. There's more to come, you know, drink, fish, swim. All of these kaupapa are a part of a suite of our policy announcements, and this one is dedicated to our Māori communities. And, you know, being from Whakapara, Ngāti Hau, I'm really looking forward to it as tangata whenua haukainga to announce the policy at our marae. We have had significant struggles as haukainga for resilience. And you may remember in our March storms that we had recently, State Highway 1 shut down at Whakapara. The bridge went down and everyone had to drive the long way around as the bridge had collapsed, basically. You know, it was broken because of the storms and huge, massive stormwaters came out of the hillsides. So we know acutely in Ngāti Hau the impact of severe weather events, and our marae opens all the time for community, all the time for flooded whānau. So, yeah, for the haukainga, it's going to be great for them to hear, but also to receive their response in terms of the policy and what it can bring.
Thanks. I hope it all goes well on the weekend. We'll be talking with Marama on Monday, so we'll get the inside oil. Thanks again for your kōrero from the north, but also on our wider political structures, and like the rest of New Zealand, waking to what was considered a left-field comment from the Prime Minister regarding MMP. We'll follow that thread of kōrero as well. Mihana kia koe te tuhine. Thanks so much for joining us again, Huhana.
Ngā mihi, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora.